Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, if you're a big-time traveler, heads up, the TSA is going to start charging a $45 fee come February 1st for travelers who arrive at airport checkpoints without that real ID or passport. The fee is going to support the next phase of the Real ID program, which requires travelers without compliant identification to verify their identity through biometric and biograph systems.
Now,
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. And what is the point of not getting the real ID at this point?
It's right on your driver's license.
I know. I don't understand why you would not want that.
It's like being verified on social media.
Yeah, because it seems like you're going to have extra steps when you get to the airport if you don't have it. So people who say, well, I don't want to go to the DMV to do it, well,
now that I'm a big talker,
I just got
my license renewed. Okay, it's on there.
Yeah, it has,
to be now. Yeah,
yeah, like all if right, you got the good. New licenses, it's on there.
Well, if you don't, $45 fee coming February 1st. Hmm. Be aware of that. What else is going on? Well, this is sad. Famous singers die an average of 4 years earlier than unknown performers, according to new research.
They really?
Compiled, like, I think they tracked like 700 different singers, half famous, half not. These singers that were not famous lived to about 79 years, and then famous singers lived to about 75 on average. Probably because they got some fun living, during those famous years.
They've indulged.
Yeah,
they're snorting the crack rock.
Well, and also if you're famous, there was pressure to get there, right? So it's like that with stress and everything also contributes to people's demise.
Sure. Addiction with stress.
You're sleeping with so many people. Who knows what you're going to get?
Things.
You're eating really bad. Living on a bus.
Dang.
You know, the life of a rock star.
Life.
You're like Ozzy. You're snorting ants. You know.
He did do that.
Do you see this story about the 10 most fun cities in America? We didn't make the 10, but we were number 12.
Yay!
Denver's number 12 for the most fun cities in America. Now, I'm looking at this, and I don't really see the metrics behind it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were ranked 15th for entertainment and recreation.
Okay.
We came in number 11 for nightlife and parties. But as far as the cost of living it up in Denver, that's where we're 122nd. So we probably would have been higher on this list for a fun city
expensive.
If it was a little more cost effective to do it here.
I'm going out and I like my old fashions. They're $15 now for an old fashioned.
They're so expensive.
$15 for a drink.
I mean, you go to any of the arenas and their prices have definitely increased when it comes
to
the alcohol part too. So yeah, I mean, it's good. Who wants to pay $15 a drink?
Well, I do. But
I know you do. But who
and
wants to?
Generally, I have two, so it'll be $30 for two drinks, and I could go buy a bottle of my Bullet Rye for like that.
Yeah.
So. But, you know, it's you're out and about. You know, you're with somebody special, usually, unless you got a problem.
Wait, what does that mean?
Well,
no problem.
Means you're an alcoholic if you're
going out drinking alone, Katie.
Yeah. You know, you're not out celebrating or have a good. That's generally when I have an old fashioned. I'm not going out and just doing that like after the show.
It's not hitting happy hours at 3 p.m.
That's when you have a problem, Katie.
Yeah.
Or you're saying, like at home on the treadmill with a cocktail.
This is not limited to just the alcohol, though. They're talking cost of parking, cost of getting into places, cost of restaurants
just talking about
and
alcoholism.
Movies. I know you were. So who's talking what here?
It really is expensive.
Kettle over there.
all right, grab your grandma and your old aunt. I've got some information, some hot news coming out of the Oxford Dictionary here. The word of the year is rage bait. And I get it. There's a lot of this. Defined as online content that is deliberately designed to elicit anger or outrage by being frustrating, provocative, or offensive. And I will tell you, I'm on the socials. I see a lot of rage bait.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of it.
So much.
Or even if it's not, like in the comments, it somehow turns to rage.
Oh, somebody gets it going. Yeah, absolutely. And I think also it's the fact that, you know, you don't know what's true and what's mm-hmm. false on the social media anymore. And so that irritates me.
I don't believe anything. I don't.
You can't.
I'll see the best story. I think it was just last week. I opened up Facebook and a story about Bo Nix and how he like saved 100 puppies.
There's so
and I was
many
like,
out
I
there.
Love him. And then Josh is like, Katie, it's that AI. Is not true. Look at the source. Yeah. And it's just that frustrates me. Like, oh my gosh.
And the images now and everything are all AI. So you get fired up. You know where the worst place is for rage is Nextdoor.
They get
the
so
amount of times
mad.
I've been on Nextdoor. I saw one just the other day where a sweet woman was looking for somewhere to donate children's clothing.
Yeah.
Like, because she had a lot of it and she wanted to help kids in need. If you read the thread, by the end of it, they were calling her a Nazi.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, this escalated way too fast.
This is Nextdoor?
I was like, whoa, yes.
I need to get on Nextdoor, apparently.
It's good reading.
I have posted a few things on Nextdoor, and Nick Nack is like, set the timer before somebody's on there calling you a horrible person. And this last one I did, I don't want to say what I posted about, but I was concerned about a vehicle that had been parked somewhere for a while. And it was like within 4 or 5 posts, I was the worst person on the planet because I hate the homeless.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, no, I'm just concerned that this vehicle has been here for a while.
As
like,
you should be.
Say something.
Yeah.
Does this belong to anybody? And the next thing, it was like, you are a horrible, horrible human. And you hate the homeless.
Jeez.
And you are on drugs. Yeah. And you're a Nazi. It's like 4 or 5 posts. Anyway. Rage bait.
Lots of it. Lots of it out there.
Do we have anything sports that's worth it, or what do you got?
We got some stuff that's actually kind of cute. The Denver Nuggets, they need corgis. That's the good news.
I
love the little fluff balls that run around. They need corgis for a race that they're doing on February 1st, 2026. You can actually go to Little Stumps Racing on Instagram. I know. Is that not hilarious?
It's offensive. I can't believe you even said that.
No, stop it. They're so cute.
Stump.
You can't get mad about corgis. You can't rage bait about corgis.
They're leg challenged. Thank you.
Okay. Well, so
You've seen the corgi bubble butt video. That will make you happy immediately.
What is it about corgis?
They're bouncy.
What is it that everybody loves corgis?
It's because their little bodies are with that full-grown dog face, and it just makes them so adorable.
My daughter just gushes over corgis.
They're so cute.
Well, they have corgi days in Fort Collins, and that's like one of the biggest days that all the college students love and everything at CSU. It's so cute. Well, anyway, you can go to Little Stumps Racing on Instagram, and you can apply till tomorrow. So if you have a corgi and you want him to race, apply soon, like today or tomorow.
At the Nuggets game.
At the Nuggets game.
For halftime. They get
They'll
to
be
race.
On the Nuggets court. Like,
that's
that is
neat.
So
get
cool.
Up.
Corgis on the court.
Get them up.
Let's go. Right.
You had a dog story, too, didn't you?
I do, yeah. The Goldens in Golden. So you went to this last year, Jared.
I've gone to it, yes.
Talked about how crazy it was there.
Insane.
Yeah.
But again, like, one of the cutest events I've ever been to.
Yeah, and they're hoping that a lot of people feel that same way. You want to go to it. They're going to make it easier for you. So usually the 2-hour window for Goldens in Golden is 11 until 1. And I think that really kind of creates some of the demand for it, right? Everyone wants to get there. There's only 2 hours. So they're going to lengthen it 9 to 1 now. So you'll have more time to check out all the Goldens.
That's even more butt-sniffing time.
They're hoping that that's going to kind of alleviate a little bit of that traffic and parking. But they're also going to introduce a free dog-friendly shuttle service for off-site parking. So it'll bring you right into Golden and you can park outside
the Ruffmobile.
The Ruffmobile.
Mutts and cuts.
Yes. So that is with the city of Golden. They said that they're also going to do some things as far as just making it easier for people to get in and out.
When we went to that, I think we showed up like an hour and a half early just to get a spot to, set up camp, essentially.
There's zero parking.
There's a little coffee shop that we like to go to there, and we get there early and get the coffee and everything.
Yeah.
Because by the time the event starts, the businesses have to love this because that coffee shop has a line out the door.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little mom and pop place. You
can't even get in there.
Golden does a phenomenal job of supporting that little main street with various events and activities. If you want to open up a business, open it up in downtown Golden.
I agree. I think they have so many little businesses that are worth the stop. I got Christmas presents off this little store off Main Street there where it was a bunch of Harry Potter stuff.
Aww.
They have so many good things for you to check out there. So again, Golden's in Golden. Mm-hmm. They're going to make it
and then have lunch
even
at
better
the,
for you.
The Golden Hotel there.
Hey,
good lunch.
Look right. at you. Then cops in Nevada. So this... They're looking for a couple of underage teenagers who drove into a grocery store on their e-bikes.
Yes!
What?
Yes!
The police department, they say that the e-bikes the juveniles were riding appeared to be ones that are capable of going up to 50 miles an hour. And I know it sounds funny, but here's the thing.
It is funny, Katie.
These two kids, they've been
this
causing...
is very dangerous.
No, they've been causing ruckus at this store
ruckus.
A long time.
Yeah, I'm going to get on next door.
So they say these two juveniles, they've been reportedly riding recklessly, not
riding
only
dirty.
Around the store, but the parking lot, and they've almost hit customers on purpose.
Oh, well, I don't
I
like
tell
that.
You what, if homie came at me on an e-bike and I
You're
was
body checking him.
Oh, it's on.
Into next week.
It is on. Like, my gosh. And this, again, has been an ongoing issue.
This is perfect. Kid trying to kiss me riding produce. Riding produce.
Come on now.
Hanging.
Okay. So they've got pictures of these kids up on their social media sites, Sierra Nevada Police.
These
they
kids.
Have to, but because they're underage, they have to blur out their faces.
Well, yeah.
So
look for the
just,
blurred face.
They're like, maybe you'll recognize their clothes. So they still
or
haven't
the
e-bike
caught
these
or they
two.
Got stickers
That's
on
what
them
they're
or...
hoping. But here's the other
Come
thing
on.
Is these two kids, as much as we're irritated with them for
I'm
doing
not.
Something stupid, we also want them to be safe and they're
okay,
riding
Mom.
On these e-bikes. With bike helmets.
Listen, you guys
That's
are going way too
do
fast
nothing.
Down the cereal aisle. You guys
yeah.
need to slow it down. Not a single
you
one of
do.
You is wearing a helmet.
You're taking that turn around the tortillas like nothing.
You
Stop
guys
it.
Need to slow down in here.
You do.
Okay, Mom.
You do, though.
These kids are awesome.
Die. They need to learn
today.
They're
going to have a story for the rest of time.
Listen to your parents,
when they grow
children.
Up, like, remember when we used to ride our e-bike to the grocery store?
So as much as this is kind of hilarious
it's
and
funny.
It's a funny story. So
but dangerous.
Cops are going to start making the parents pay for it. So as yeah. funny as it is, you might
I
want
know.
Your kids
That's
to pay attention.
Sit your children down and say, hey, kids,
yes.
don't ride your bikes in the grocery store.
These fines are ridiculous. And then here's the other thing.
What, Mom?
Because if they get busted, you know? Listen to this. These kids, they turn 16, say,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And they get busted doing
yeah.
this. They're not going to be able to get their driver's license
okay.
until they're in their mid-20s.
No,
and then they're going to have to have an SR-22. And that, come on. Who needs to have a conversation with these children? I will do it. You want me to talk to your children?
Yeah,
I will
Mom.
Do it.
Okay, yeah, I think you already have,
you
Mom.
You did.
All right, I'm done.
Soapbox.
But come on.
Okay, come
E-bikes
on.
E-bikes through a grocery yeah. store. Grabbing your Gatorade
sound.
And okay. peeling out. Right through self-checkout. Boop, as they drive by. Awesome. That's
okay.
awesome. No? All right.
No. I like it.
All right.